Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're really excited to welcome our former CBS colleague, who's now senior NFL draft analyst with NFLDraftScout.com. Dane Brugler is joining us. And Dane, the Cleveland Browns have said they don't know what they're doing with their number one pick yet. But if you were the Browns picking at the top of this 2018 draft, considering all the work you've done to look at these quarterbacks, who would you take?
To me, the top quarterback is Sam Darnold, USC quarterback. And look, the Browns, we know 2 years ago they passed on Carson Wentz. Last year they passed on Deshaun Watson. They have the top pick in one of the better quarterback classes we've seen the last few years. And with Sam Darnold, he's the youngest of the group. He's the least experienced, yet I feel really comfortable with who he is already. And I feel even more comfortable with who he'll be 2 to 3 years from now. He shows he can command the mental battle that it takes at the quarterback position. He can anticipate passing windows. He's really good improvising on the move, throwing from different platforms, just creating a little bit of magic under pressure when it doesn't look like it's there. Does he need to cut down on the turnovers? Yeah, he does. There's no question. But that's something that I think will come with more experience. And so if I'm the Browns, Darnold is where I'm going at number one.
What's one thing that sets him apart from this group? Because there are a few other QBs that a lot of people are anticipating will go relatively early.
I think, you know, I can point to so many different games, so many different situations where he put the team on his back, and, you know, whether it be in the final minutes, you know, 2 minute drill, whatever. He has some special throws, especially in late game moments and clutch moments. That's what I'm pointing to that really kind of sets him apart from some of these other guys. Especially, you know, the other quarterback who is in the conversation for that number one pick, at least that's what the rumor mill tells us, Josh Allen out of Wyoming. And there's a lot to like about Josh Allen, but where I struggle with him is I can't really point to one game where he took it over. You know, he had a little bit of magic himself where he led his team back from a deficit, or, you know, he didn't play with a lot of future NFL guys. But I also didn't see him elevate the talent around him on a consistent basis that helped lead the wins. And so for me, that's what separates those two. And I think that's what separates Darnold from the rest of this group.
How much of that can be taught, Dane?
When we talk about the quarterback position, it's really an intangible position. You know, the ability to create something that's not there. And I think Baker Mayfield has a little bit of that. We've seen that over the past few years. You know, Josh Rosen out of UCLA, he had one of the best comebacks ever in college football history in the season opener against A&M early last season. So I think those guys have shown it. And so that's encouraging. If you've done it once, you can do it again. But I do think that Sam Darnold does it on more of a consistent basis. And with Darnold, he didn't play quarterback really until his senior year in high school. He was a linebacker, wide receiver as a sophomore. He was expected to be the starting quarterback as a junior, but he got hurt. And then so really just his senior year in high school and then the past 2 years at USC, he's been playing quarterback at a high level. And so even with that inexperience, like I said, I feel good about who he is right now, and I feel even better about where he's going to be year two, year three in the NFL after a little more coaching, a little more polish on his game.
He's a senior NFL draft analyst for NFLDraftScout.com, and his draft guide is out. It's a thing of beauty. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Where do you fall in the Baker Mayfield debate about his value in the NFL down the road?
With Baker, you're really encouraged by the accuracy that he shows. He's the type of competitor you want to bet against. The biggest worry for me is just transitioning from an Oklahoma offense that was tailor-made for his skill set and what he does, and against Big 12 defenses, and then playing behind a really strong offensive line that really kept him clean, gave him the time to work across the field, make whole field reads, work down the seam. Can he consistently make those outside the number of throws in the NFL that he'll need to make on a consistent basis to be a consistent NFL starter. To me, I see a guy stylistically similar to like a Jeff Garcia. And that's not, I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, Jeff Garcia, people forget, was a, you know, went to a couple Pro Bowls right. in his peak with the 49ers. I mean, you can win with players like that. And so with Baker, as long as you are comfortable with the person that he is, the competitive nature that he can kind of, you know, hone it in a little bit when he needs to, and it's not going to be a problem. I think you feel comfortable with him as a player and as a person. So you're going to look at him in the first round, and he's going to be awfully appealing, especially when some of these other top quarterbacks, if they go ahead of him.
Looking at your mock draft, I hope this is the latest one, but the mock draft that I have up in front of me, you've got four quarterbacks going in the first five picks and Baker going at number three to the Jets. Why do you think it might be a good fit there?
I think what Baker offers, he can inject some life into that offense. And he's a guy that can start pretty quickly in his career. A guy like Sam Darnold, if he goes to Cleveland, that'd be a great situation with Tyrod Taylor set up. You know, he doesn't have to see the field very much as a rookie. Josh Allen, hopefully he goes to a place where he can sit and learn as a rookie. It isn't pressed into action right away. With Baker Mayfield, I think he's a fifth-year senior. He's been around the block a few times. He's walked on the two different programs. I mean, he's faced a lot of adversity. I think he's ready to see NFL action pretty quickly. And for the Jets, Mike Maccagnan, Coach Bowles, these guys, they're on the hot seat, and they need a quarterback to come in and inject a little bit of life, a little bit of energy into the offense, and that's exactly what Baker Mayfield brings.
If one of these other QBs is pressed into service right away, is there one that you think might be able to handle that challenge as a rookie outside of Baker?
Yeah, Josh Rosen, he's so polished from the pocket at such a young age. It's the true junior coming out of UCLA. You know, he's been the number one guy out of high school. You know, he's a five-star recruit, goes to UCLA. There's a lot to like about Josh Rosen. I think if you tell me he's going to an NFL team that has a stacked offensive line that's going to give him time, that's going to keep his jersey clean, then I feel really good about Josh Rosen on the field and what he can offer my team. I think he could be a Matt Ryan, but I am a little worried about his lack of mobility, lack of ability to move the pocket when the play breaks down. He just doesn't have that type of athleticism. And so that's what I worry about. But from an X and O standpoint, from he's probably one of the best, if not the best, middle of the field passer that I've scouted. Has a really good feel with the tight ends and timing over the middle placement. So as long as he has time, I like him a lot. You worry about the durability. As a guy who had multiple concussions this past year, he missed the second half of his sophomore season with a slight tear in his rotator cuff. And then I've talked to scouts who even bring up an old tennis injury. Because he was a really highly ranked tennis player in his youth, and he had to quit because of an injury to his shoulder. And so they bring that up. So durability is a question with Rosen. That could cause him to slip a little bit on draft day.
Isn't that every quarterback's dream, a line in front of him who can keep his uniform clean all the time? I promise we're not going to spend this entire conversation on QBs, but just one more about the quarterback position. There's a bunch of other guys that are in this draft outside of those top kind of four names that we hear over and over. Who's another guy that's maybe more of a sleeper, a name that's not being mentioned as much that you feel like could also do well in the NFL?
Yeah, and, you know, we have to mention Lamar Jackson as part of that group, a guy who's going to go in the first round. He's definitely part of that mix. But if we're looking at more of a sleeper, you know, a guy that's just not talked about enough, I would lean towards Mike White from Western Kentucky. 6'5", 225 pounds. As long as he's in rhythm, and he's a guy that has the passing instincts, the arm strength. And I mentioned before how the quarterback position is very much an intangible position. Well, just talking to his coaches, they rave about his leadership and what he brings to a locker room, on the field. Western Kentucky had a new coaching staff this year after Coach Brohm left for Purdue. And there were a lot of guys that didn't buy into the new structure, the new coaching staff. And they all pointed to Mike White as kind of the guiding light, the guy that even when everyone wasn't in line with the coaches, everyone was following Mike White, and he really helped get everyone through that process. And so that leadership, that's what teams are looking for So Mike White, look for him maybe as early as the second or third round to come off the board.
Mm. Dane Brugler of NFLDraftScout.com with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. In your draft guide, you go through a ton of numbers, a lot of the analysis that's numerical. What are a couple that you feel like are really critical and maybe good deterrents about how guys will perform at the next level?
Yeah, I think it's stats definitely have a place when you, I think the tape is what matters the most, but then when you boil it down to the stats and the testing numbers, for me, if we're looking at, say, the production, I look at corners and safeties. I want to see passes defended. That is a stat that translates really well to the NFL game. If you got your hands on a lot of passes as a defensive back in college, chances are you're going to do the same thing in the NFL. And so guys that were three-year starters, started 30-plus games, but also have 35, 36 passes defended, that's a really good sign. I mean, Minkah Fitzpatrick from Alabama, one of the top DBs in this draft, 38 starts, 35 passes defended. So he's in that mix. Denzel Ward from Ohio State, 13 starts, 26 passes defended. So the guys that can get their hands on the ball, that translates well. And then if we're talking about testing numbers, I want to know how a player does in space. That's what tells me kind of athlete he is. And that's where I really pay attention to the three-cone drill. That helps. If you're a stiff athlete, you are not going to escape the three-cone drill with a good number. And that's something that pass rushers, corners, linebackers, really every position, every skill position, if you have a high a positive three-cone drill time, if you're in that 6'8" range or lower, that bodes really well for how you're going to do in space at the next level.
When you were talking about cornerbacks and DBs, I was thinking then about the guys they'd be lined up against. Who are some of the receivers that you believe will be stars at the next level?
And I don't think we have that, that Julio Jones, that A.J. Green this year, who is a certain top 10 pick. But I think there is really good depth in the early rounds. Guys like Calvin Ridley from Alabama. What you like most about him is his route running. He's ready to go out of the box. There's no assembly required with Calvin Ridley. He's a guy that can come on, step in from day one, and go up against NFL coverages and be just fine. And, really, we look at the last first rounds, the receivers that have gone high. Last year, we had three receivers in the top 10 with Corey Davis, Mike Williams, John Ross. And, of course, injuries played a part.
Right.
But those guys struggled to see the field. The year before, Corey Coleman, Laquon Treadwell, Josh Doctson with the Redskins. First-round receivers have struggled in past years. I don't think that'll be an issue with Calvin Ridley. Now, I don't think he's going to be that number one guy, that Julio Jones that you can really rely on, but I think he's going to be a really reliable number two, and you need those guys to win in the NFL, and I think he's going to be ready early on. Cortland Sutton from SMU is the interesting one because he has number one potential. A guy who is built really well. He's 6'3" and a half, 220 pounds, long arms. He can go up and get the football, box out. He's like a power forward on the football field, but he's really raw from a route running perspective. And I think what was really encouraging, I was talking about the three-cone drill a little bit ago with Cortland Sutton. He ran a 6'5", 7" three-cone drill, which is phenomenal, especially when you consider his size. And so that's encouraging that he'll be able to develop as a route runner because the athleticism is there. It just comes down to muscle memory and getting down the steps and the technique for him to do so. So Cortland Sutton will be interesting. I think there's a good chance he ends up in round one because even though it's going to take a little bit of time, he has number one potential where year two, year three, we look back at this pick in the first round as being a positive one.
What's another position that you feel like will be represented well in this draft?
Well, last year we talked so much about the running backs, and you could make an argument that this year's running back group is even better. It might not have the star power, even though Saquon Barkley certainly is a star, and he could go as early as number two to the Giants. But even if he doesn't, he's not going to fall out of the top 10. And so Saquon Barkley is obviously at the top. But when you look at, the second, third, fourth running backs, there's a lot of guys that you feel can come in and be your guy, be a running back number one on the depth chart. Darius Geis out of LSU, Kerryon Johnson, Auburn, the two Georgia seniors, Sony Michel and Nick Chubb, Rashad Penny, all he did was rush for 2,000 yards this year. And that's a year after he rushed for 1,000 yards as a backup the year before. So this running back group is a lot to be excited about. And if I'm a team picking in the top 10, that might be the reason why I pass on a Saquon Barkley. If you're the Browns and you're picking at number 4, you got your quarterback. If Saquon Barkley is available, it'll be awfully enticing. But I also have picks 33, 35, 64.
Right.
I can get one of these running backs, a Nick Chubb, in the late second round and feel great about my running back situation.
He's a senior NFL draft analyst for NFLDraftScout.com. I kind of feel like he's an encyclopedia. You can find him on Twitter at DP Brugler. Can't wait to see how things shake out. Dane, thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Anytime. Thanks, Amy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.